on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Victorian Form Preview. It's Wodonga Cup Day today, which is great, and we're also racing at Moonee Valley as well. Before we get stuck into the previews, there's some big breaking news. James Henderson, who is the manager for the former Australian cricket captain Tim Payne, he also manages Jamie Carr in racing as well, has just put out on social media a statement that says, confirming that Tim Payne is stepping away from cricket for an indefinite mental health break. We are extremely concerned for his and Bonnie's well-being, which is his wife, and we'll be making no further comment at this time. So, gee, that is big news on the eve of the Ashes Test Series. So Tim Payne, who stepped down as captain of the Australian cricket team just last week now, is taking an indefinite mental health break from the sport, and a lot of people were saying that this would be his final season playing cricket, so it may be the last time we see Tim Payne playing cricket for Australia. So that is very sad news, and hopefully for Tim and his family, everything can be resolved. So that is breaking news that Gareth Hall will have a lot more on, no doubt. Live from Wodonga for today's RSN Central, it is great to see that Wodonga is actually racing. They are on a heavy nine track. Mitch Beer put out on social media a little earlier that they hadn't had any rain overnight, though, which is a great sign for the club. The rail is in the true position for the meeting, and Trav Noonan is here to find us all the winners. Morning, Trav.
Yeah, good morning, Michael. It's a good card for Wodonga Cup Day, and yeah, the rain's marred a little bit of the races with scratchings, but hopefully we can find a few in it.
Yeah, we'll get the up-to-date live track conditions at 10:30 when Gareth kicks off his program. He'll have the track manager with him there as well. Let's get stuck into the selections, and we kick off Wodonga Cup Day with the first race, which is at 12 o'clock. It's a maiden. Scratchings in this race take out 1, 2, 3, 5, 9, 10 and 13. Scarlet Prince is the favourite for Mitch Beer. Gareth said he had a moral today. I wonder whether this is it. It's even money first up. Keep the Coin is at $4.40. Lunar Soul, first starter at $5. And then we're out to Lunar Glide at $8. Are you with the Beer Camp in the first?
No, I'm going against the Beer Camp in the first. I'm with Gerald Egan's horse here, Keep the Coin, who was very good on debut at Nalla. He got a long way back behind Fly On By and Choco Rock. But, gee, hit the line hard. His final 200 very quick. I think the heavy track will actually suit this horse, and I'm really taken by his debut run at Benalla. So got him on top of the seven, Scarlet Prince. He's done nothing wrong in his two starts at the races at Gundagai and Albury back in the winter. The end of 1200 is maybe a small concern, but he does get through the wet track. And then there's a good gap back to the third pick, 12, Lunar Glide, who's racing in reasonable form, does handle the wet tracks, running second last start on a heavy 10, and 11, La Louvre, has jumped out okay. 4, 7, 12, 11 in the opener.
4, 7, 12, 11 in the first race for Trav Noonan. Race number two, over 1,100 metres. The scratchings here take out 2, 3, 6, 13 and 15. Riverbank Rat is the $2.25 favourite. Magic Garden, $5.50. Third strike at $6. And then The Daylight, a first starter, is at $8.
Yeah, with one of the double figures here in Cheeky Chipmunk. Didn't get a lot of luck last week at Tatura. Went back from barrier 11 and, didn't see a lot of daylight in the straight. Was only sort of beaten five lengths. The run before at Albury was quite good, only beaten 1.3 by Zulong and Kooky Kangaroo and a quite strong maiden there at Albury. And at double figures, this horse represents, I think, a bit of value. The one, Cheeky Chipmunk, so got it on top from the 14, Magic Garden. It was a good run last time at Wangaratta. Can put itself up on top of the speed and should handle the wet track. 4, Riverbank Rat is going well this campaign. The end of 1100 is probably a small query, but definitely has the class. And 7, Flying Sultan on debut for the Beer Camp can definitely run well. 1.14.47.
1.14.47. Russell Osborne trained at $15. Cheeky Chipmunk. Stablemate to the favourite, Riverbank Rat, at $2.25. So good value there in race number two. Race three, over 1,400 metres, take out 3, 5 and 6. Jonty's at $2.20 from the Warren Krongold Stable. Ashmosa at $3.60. Maxilla, $5. The top three in the market.
Yeah, happy to be with Jonty here. He comes through quite a strong race at Pakenham over 1,200 metres back on the 5th of November behind Allegretta. That horse has sort of been well-backed in the Twilight Glow tomorrow. Crossed the line with a horse called Jupiter, who came out and won well at Geelong. I think he's very well-placed with the blinkers on here, getting up to 1,400 metres, and I think you'll be winning the two Jonty from 4 Maxilla. Didn't have a lot of luck last start at Corowa. Back sort of going the Victorian way, I think, will suit him. And Daniel Moore in the saddle, definitely a positive. 7 Ashmosa was a bit unlucky last start at Moonee Valley. Step up to 1,400 will suit. 9 Firecat next best. 2, 4, 7, 9.
2, 4, 7, and 9 in the third. Race number 4 is the Ollie Cox Memorial. This race we can scratch 6, St. Henry, looking for 3 in a row is at $2.40. One Hell of a Family, $5. Think More, $7. And the stablemate, Cinemae, is at $7.
Yeah, going with a horse who won this race in 2019, and that's One Hell of a Family. He's got a good record here at Wodonga. He's had 3 starts here for 2 wins, and he's got a very good record on heavy tracks. Like the last start run at Kilmore behind Royal Volley, where he carried the 62.5, back to 57.5, and Blake McDougall in the saddle. I think he's well placed here, the 7, to beat the 4 St. Henry. No knocks on this horse's recent performances at Corowa and Wangaratta. He was dominant last time at the 2,000 metres at Wang. Certainly one of the key players. 5 Think More chased home St. Henry in that race, and certainly honest. And 8 Cinemae was okay last start in the Aroa Cup. 7, 4, 5, 8.
7, 4, 5, and 8. Race number 5 is the first leg of the quaddie. Take out 1, 2, 5, and 8. Here, the favourite is Lady Kermadec at $3. From Mr. $4. Matash, $4.80. And then we're out to Barramundi late at $7.50.
Yeah, happy to stick with Bramista, who was a good last start winner at Wangaratta, sort of winning by nearly 3 lengths there with Joe Bowditch in the saddle. Now gets Hannah Williams on, who claims 3, but keeps it sort of down at 57 kilos. The horse got good form on wet tracks, and I think is well placed here from the Dale camp, the 10 Bramista. No knocks on the 4 Matash, who's got good form on wet tracks and was strong last start at Corowa. The end of the 1600 is probably the concern, but certainly racing well. 12 Mawara was a very good run last start, and 3 Lady Kermadec is flying this campaign. 10, 4, 12, 3.
10, 4, 12, and 3 in the first leg of the quaddie. And that takes us to the feature. The bet, 365 Wodonga Gold Cup over 1,590 metres. There are a few scratchings with the heavy track. Take out 2, 3, 6, 7, 11 and 13, which means Akachita, who was really impressive at the Valley last start, is the favourite. For Peter Moody and Jason Benbow, $3.10. Keats at $5. Rainbow Thief, $5.50. Vunga's, $6.50. And then we're out to Magnetic Edge at $6.50. And Talandoon at $9.50. Interesting runner, Ho Ho Khan from the Mitch Friedman stable, a Hong Kong galloper having its first start here in Victoria as well. Who are you with in the cup, Trav?
Yeah, it's a good cup, I think. A very good addition to the Wodonga Cup. But I think 10 Rainbow Faith with the rain is the horse most suited. He's got a great record on wet tracks. 4 goes on heavy tracks for 2 wins and a third. And he's coming off a last start second in the Donald Cup, where he did have the right run when drawing barrier 1, only went down narrowly to Portland Jimmy. But it's a good form line. I think he's very well placed, the 10 Rainbow Faith. So got him on top. From the 5 Wungas, who can bounce back out of the Donald Cup sort of disappointment last time. He was wide on speed. I think today he gets a much better run, and I don't think the heavy track will slow him down. 9 Akachita is absolutely flying for the Moody Stables. Small queries, probably the heavy track, but he's going really well. And 4 Keats, I think, is a big improvement. A lot of market support for this horse this morning. So 10, 5, 9, 4 in the cup.
10, 5, 9 and 4 in the Bet 365 Wodonga Cup today. Race number 7 is over 1,100 metres, a 64. We can take out 5, 6, 10, 11, 12 and 15. Mojo Music is the favourite at $2.40. Rambo, $4.40. Inkslinger, $7, as is Smart Design.
I don't trial much better than Mojo Music when at Benalla. She sat right back in that heat, probably gave him 15 lengths and ran them to 2.25 and was just doing it under her own steam, his own steam, I should say. And Joe Bowditch goes in the saddle for Andrew Dale. I thought this was one of the better bets in the day, Mojo Music, and happy to be with him from Rambo, who's a very good wet tracker and puts himself up on speed, gives himself every chance. Coming through much stronger races at sort of Moonee Valley, step back in class will certainly suit him. 7 Smart Design was good last start. very honest sort of horse and does handle the wet. And then we went with the 3 Ink Slinger, who's another good wet tracker, who'll be barnstorming late. 8-4-7-3 in the 7th.
8-4-7-3, one of the better bets. Mojo Music at $2.40 in race 7. And the last of 8, it is a race over 1,300 metres, a benchmark 70. Take out 4, 5, 6, 10, 13 and 14. Brenlin's Trooper is the favourite at $2.40. Mescaminto at $4.60. Halcyon Dame at $6. So $2.40, the favourite, Brenlin's Trooper in the last.
Yeah, he's certainly going to be hard to beat. He was disappointing last week in the Tatura Cup, but he really likes the sting out of the track, Brenlin's Trooper. Thought Brander's Rule, though, could knock him off here. This horse, when he's got to wet tracks, has shown his best form. He's had 4 goes on soft tracks for 3 wins. He's never seen a heavy, but I think he'll handle it. And he looks well-placed here, I think, 3 Brander's Rule, coming off a reasonable run last start at Rose Hill when things were against him. 1 Brenlin's Trooper, certainly the danger if he finds his best form. He was a bit disappointing last week. 9 Mescaminto is certainly with a chance. Showed some good form last campaign and on wet tracks. And the 2 Lord Sundown is very consistent galloper. 3-1-9-2 in the last.
3-1-9-2 in the last. So where do we go to make some money on this Wodonga Gold Cup day?
I think the best is race 3, number 2, Jonty Michael. I think he's very well placed, coming out of a strong Pakenham maiden and getting to 1,400 today. I think you'll be winning. The next best race, 7, number 8, Mojo Music, trialled exceptionally well at Benalla and gets through the wet track. And the value, race 2, number 1, Cheeky Chipmunk, at a bit of a price in the maiden. The quaddy, race 5, will take 3, 4, 10, 12. Race 6, 4, 5, 9, 10. Race 7, 4 and 8. And race 8, 1, 3.
Good on you, Trav. Enjoy the weekend.
No worries. Thanks, Michael.
Trav Noonan with all the selections for Wodonga Cup Day. You'll find those if you missed any of them on rsn.net.au. Quick break on the other side of this. Mark Guest has all the winners at the Valley tonight.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview on this Friday. Time to have a look at the Valley meeting tonight. Ladbrokes Friday Night Lights, and we've been giving out some double passes to the RSN listeners throughout the week, so I hope you enjoy the night out at the Valley. And the good news is the rain hasn't hit as predicted, so currently we're on a good 4 for tonight's meeting at the Valley. The rail's out 6 metres, and Mark Guest is here to find us all the winners. How are you, Guesty?
Good, thanks, Michael. I don't think there's much more, or there's no more rain predicted, only probably half a mil or something. So, I mean, half a millimetre, so that's nothing.
No, and it's pretty windy where I am, so we'll be on a good deck tonight. You're confident with the meeting?
There's nothing really at big odds that I've selected. I think it'll be horses under, say, $5 that should salute most races.
Well, the first is an interesting affair. It's only a small field, but there's a couple of smart ones in it, the Living Legends Handicap. Burning Power, Mick Sharkey pretty keen on, and why wouldn't you be after its impressive win last start? It is the favourite at $2.30 for Patrick Payne, but Fighting Arrow was brilliant, winning the maiden from the Chris Calthorpe stable last start, and it's at $2.80. The Amazonian also won well last start at $4.60. So the top three dominate the market in this six-horse field, but there's a bit of form in the race. Who do you like?
Yeah, obviously, the horse that won at the Valley last start, Burning Power, I thought it was pretty impressive over the mile. Up to 2,040 won't be any issue. Last time it did get back in that seven-horse field. I think it'll be a lot handier getting up in trip. So Burning Power should be the one to beat for mine off that last start performance. The 5, I think this was over the odds. Celtic Glory ran second at Bendigo over 1,500 and got home okay. They didn't go too hard at all, but got to the line really well. So I think it's one of the, with only 52 kilograms, it could run a good race. I know it's, they only pay on first and second, but it's a chance to run second. 2 for 5, then I'll throw in number 4, Fighting Arrow. Did win that race quite easily at Geelong. It was set up for it. There was 2 to 4 horses back in the field. They went along really quickly. So it was a nice win, though, having said all that, on its own deck. And number 3 for 3rd, the Amazonian, who's a last start winner. This is a bit tougher. 2 from 5, 4, 3.
2 from 5, 4, 3 in the first. Race number 2 over 1,500. Take out 1, 3 and four. The favourite here is Riverina Cyclone from the Matty Laurie stable, looking to break through. Invincible Crown at $4.20. Cheryl's Lad at $5.50, as is Unforgiven. Who are you with in the second here, Guesty?
Yeah, number five, Invincible Crown's my selection. I thought it did a good job over 1,400 metres. That was at, it's had a few runs back now, so very fit. 1,500 suits, can race handy, and I think that the rail at 6 metres, that's going to suit the horses up near the pace, and that's where Invincible Crown should be. So number five, from number 11, which has got a good chance, it's Riverina Cyclone, who ran over 1,400 metres, sat on the speed, and battled away quite well. It was a good effort at Ballarat, two starts back as well on the pace. So it's going to make its luck up in the pace, and might take a bit of catching. Five from 11. Throw in number nine for third, which is Reflecting Image. It was only beaten a length. That was his second run back. So it went from 1,200 at Pakenham, then went to 1,400 and got home really well on a pace that wasn't really that fast. So I thought the effort, considering all those circumstances, was pretty good. So I'd be throwing it in somewhere, number nine, and seven's going in as well, Unforgiven. He's had one run back from a long break, so it's going to be a lot fitter. And another one that was up on the speed, had every chance on a very, it was a pretty slow tempo. So it's going to improve a lot, though, I'd suspect, number seven. 5, 11, 9, 7.
5, 11, 9, and 7 in the second. Race number three, Christmas parties at the Valley. Great place to have all of your Christmas parties every Friday night. Benchmark 64 over 2,500 metres. Take out the 8. Guns A-Blazing is the $4.80 favourite. Tiger, $6.50. Peace Process, $7. And then right down to number 10, Saving at $7.
Yeah, I like number one, Guns A-Blazing. I made it one of my best of the night. It's had the three runs back. The Avoca Cup then went to a benchmark 70 and then another benchmark 70 at Moonee Valley only last week. And I thought it was a pretty nice effort on the pace when the rail was in the 4-metre position. Now it goes out another 2 metres. So no negative against that. It's got a bit of weight, 61.5, but with a higher minimum. And a lot of these horses, its rivals or main rivals are up near it in the weights anyway. Now, its effort in the Summer Stayers final last February this year was very good. That was beyond fanciful top, perfect delusion. If it ran up to that, it would beat these easily. So I'm I think it'll go forward, sit rather handy. One out, one back, I've got it. Well, then it's the one to beat for mine, number one. Throw in number 10 for second, Saving, who's been racing pretty well. So I wouldn't be leaving it at it. Did a good job at Sandown when it was up on the pace. Ran along a fair bit and still stuck to its gun. So I think you've got to give it a chance at number 10. Throw in number four, Rock the Bowler, whose efforts the last couple have been okay. Last one was a good run back and then ran on well. And the seven, High Commission's got a chance on its last two efforts at Mornington and Bendigo. One, so I'm very keen on that. I made it one of my best from 10.47.
One from 10.47. Good price too, Guns A-Blazing. You can get $4.80 at the moment for one of Guesty's best. Race number four, and in this race, the scratch-ins are 11 and 13. Vitruvius created a big impression at Geelong two starts ago. And then Tommy Ryan said when I spoke to him yesterday that just didn't think that it ran the 2,000. So drops back to the mile, and it's been well back. $2.50. Laundy, $3.50. Hughes the Boss at $7.50. The only three under double figure odds, Guesty.
Yeah, very keen on the three, Laundy, who I suspect is going to be, you know, midfield at best, I would think. And said this will be a second run back up to 1,600 metres is a big plus. And I'm expecting lots of improvement off that effort last time at Pakenham when won by Impressive. Impressive Lass was the winner. He got back Laundy about midfield and then worked home okay. He's got the claim for Josh Richards. And, you know, if you look at some of its best performances, well, it will win this race. So number three, Laundy, especially over this distance, 1,600. Three on top, and it goes well at Moonee Valley. That's another big plus. Number two into second, Vitruvius. Got to be a chance on its last couple of efforts. Won pretty well at Geelong, and then that nice effort at Flemington. But like Tom Ryan said, back in distance, it's probably a bonus. Whether it can make up the ground, it's going to be back. Whether it can do that, but the rail adds six remains to be seen, but I've still got to put it in. Throwing six shoes, the Boss is a chance at one last start at Donald. And, you know, overall, at this trip, it goes very well. And number nine, the Enzo, is not without a hope. 3269, three special.
3269 Laundia special. Oh, we're just racking up the good things tonight at the Valley now. Into $3.50 has been well supported. The first leg of the Quaddies, race 5, the Drummond Golf Handicap over 1,000 metres. Take out 1, 10 and 14. Aquapiche is the favourite here at $3.10. Rights of Man at $3.40. Cremosa $6. And then you're out to double figures, Lunar Hero. Does the confidence continue here, Guesty?
No, the meeting gets harder from this moment on. Bigger fields at the quaddy legs. If it could be handier, Rights of Man, I know the blinkers go on for the first time, well then, you know, it's going to be a lot better than where I've got it back a little bit on the fence. So, look, if Damien Lane can get the horse into a really good spot and get clear running, it's the one to beat. First up record's very good. It was ran at a recent jump out and I thought it looked pretty good. It wasn't really extended and it didn't have the blinkers on. Now, with the shade going on, normally a good sign. And it's only likely race that the five starts to win in the 2 seconds. So it hasn't run since the 19th of June. The big chance, Rights of Man, number 9. Number 4 into second, Lunar Hero, who will show lots of speed. There looks to be lots of tempo here. And Lunar Hero is one of those. Battled away quite well in that 64 last time over the 9.55. So it can't be left out on its run at the Valley. Two starts back behind Dexalation, Mossman Gorge. Then I'll throw in number 12 for third, Aquapiche, who's going to be, well, it's had one run back and it was quite a nice win. It was amazing. So it's going to be harder. And the second horse, Five Bulls, has come out one since, one yesterday. So I think, you know, that you've got to really believe what you see. And that form line through Five Bulls got to be respected. And number 6 for fourth, and that's Cremosa, who ran well when resuming at the Valley a couple of weeks ago. So can improve off that. 9, 4, 12, 6.
9, 4, 12, 6 in the first leg of the quaddy. The second leg's a 9.55. Take out 7, 9, 11 and 12. Award winner, $4 favourite. Real Feeling, $4.20. Fluorescent Star, $5. As is Gaze Gris.
Yeah, another way they're going to run along a fair bit. I've gone wide in the quaddy in this, very wide. 5 on top award winner. I've gone 5, 8, 10, 6. Then further out to 4 and 2. So pretty hard. But award winner, I think first up, you should see it run very well. It's jump out at Pakenham looked very good. It wasn't the poly track, but still looked good doing it, and does go well fresh, and especially at the distance as well. It's suited. Just whether it can get a run out of them from back in the field is going to be the key. At 5, the top pick from number 8, Thunberg, whose last efforts have been okay, and that was last preparation. But first up, it's got a good record. It's trolled well in Hobart. And first up goes well. So I think Thunberg will go forward, up on the speed, because it's got a fair amount of pace, and it might give a bit of a sight up there. So the 10's going in. Gaze of Greece, who's going well over in South Australia. 6, next pick, and it's off to war. It'll be up on the inside, showing some speed, and it could be a chance on its belly effort going back 3 starts ago, and then further out to 4 and 2. This is a hard race, Michael. 5, 8, 10, 6, 4, 2.
5, 8, 10, 6, 4, 2. We'll whip through the last two. 20:40 is the second last. Take out 3 and 13. Sacred Last is 5 that are pretty close in the market. 4.60. Awesome Sun, $5. Russell at $5. Confrontational, $5.50. And Joanna Doe, $5.50.
Yeah, Sacred Last will give you a huge sight up on the speed. It's got 52 kilograms after the claim. So I'm sure it's going to run well with the rail out 6 metres. So the 11 in this selection, from number 9, the hardest to beat, and that's Rousseau, who just took off a little bit soon last time. And it was a very good effort over the 2040. So it's definitely in there, 11 from 9. Throw in the 1 confrontation, we'll get a nice run. And 6, Joanne Doe, another one will be on the speed. It can put in a good run. And 7, the Awesome Sun. We'll get back, but that's my only worry there. 11, 9, 1, 6, 7.
11, 9, 1, 6, 7. And the last is over 1,200. Take out 1, 2, 8, 10, 13, 14. Expectance the favourite in a wide open race, $5.
Yeah, 4, 3, 11 and 6 were my numbers. I thought Orion Zell, off its belly effort last week, would be a very good chance, especially with the rail going out. So I'm giving it a good chance of 4. It's 5.50 at the moment. Number 3, Philip Starr, another one I can give a good chance to. It'll be up there on the speed. Go down to number 11, True Nobility, who gets back and we'll be running on. And number 6, Madame Superior's got to hope on its best Valley performances. 4, 3, 11 and 6. The Quaddy, race 5, 9, 4, 12, 6. And there's 5, 8, 10, 6, 2, 4, 11, 9, 1, 6, 7 and 4, 3, 11 and 6. My best, Guns Are Blazing, race 3, number 1, and Laundry, race 4, number 3.
Good on you, Kesty. Good punting over the weekend.
More needed. Thanks, Michael.
Mark Guest joining us, and don't